Northern Ireland takes a step toward a permanent peace today. Rival Protestant and Catholic leaders are sworn in as heads of a power-sharing government. The British and Irish prime ministers are in Belfast to watch that group, which is called the Northern Ireland Assembly. This could mark another step away from decades of sectarian battles that killed thousands of people. Our London correspondent, Rob Gifford, is covering this story. Rob, welcome back.
Hi, Steve.
Power sharing in Northern Ireland, certainly an idea that's been tried before and hasn't worked. Why do people think it'll work this time?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's been tried before. What people are saying about this time that is different is that you really have the two extremes standing side by side. People use the words extremist to refer to Reverend Ian Paisley, the most Protestant, the most loyal to the British Crown of all the Northern Ireland politicians, and Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin, the political wing of the Irish Republican Army, as was standing side by side. And they say, well, what happened before was that the deals were often done between the moderates, and so the moderates were always being outflanked or criticised by the people on the extremes of both sides. This time they've got the two extreme ends to sit down together, work out an agreement, and really there's no one left to outflank them, and so there is great confidence that this really can work because everyone's just sick of war.
So what exactly takes place today then?
Well, the swearing-in of Ian Paisley as the First Minister of Northern Ireland, the swearing-in of Martin McGuinness as the Deputy Minister, and various other people from all the different parties. Tony Blair, as you say, is also there, and Bertie Ahern, the Irish Prime Minister. And it's really a momentous day for them and for all politicians, really. I think it's being seen as a really very historic day in which there will be a lot of speeches, a lot of people coming together to say, look, it's not going to be easy, but at least we're inside the Northern Ireland Parliament and all the debate is going to be in the political process and not on the streets with guns anymore.
Well, let's pick one of those politicians on this momentous day. What does all this mean for Tony Blair?
Well, as you know, he's coming to the end of his premiership. He is announcing later this week the timetable of his stepping down. And really, I think a lot of people point towards him as being absolutely crucial in this whole process. He was there. He forged the Good Friday Agreement of 1998. He's been pushing and prodding all these politicians to get together for a decade. And it's a massive achievement of his and his government, as well, of course, as all the politicians in Northern Ireland. But what people are also saying is that it is really being overshadowed by the Iraq war. He really would be getting more credit for this if he had not taken the country to war in Iraq. And I think even his supporters, feel there is some kind of sadness in this because this is such a historic day in the United Kingdom for Northern Ireland, for everybody in the United Kingdom and in Ireland, that for a politician who has done so much to achieve that, to have it really overshadowed and overlooked because so many people here are so critical of what he's done in other parts of the world, is in many ways a sort of tragic end to his premiership.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Steve.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford. He's in London today. And in Northern Ireland today, Protestant and Catholic leaders are sworn in as heads of a power-sharing government.